4 TFW Mobile.
Last calling station is KO4 PXB Mobile.
Is this Lloyd?
Every single minute of the day.
This is Ken, KN4 TFW.
How are you doing on this rainy day?
Yeah, doing pretty well, almost to the house, a couple miles out.
Oh, sure, rub it in, I'm just getting started.
You're on 85, are you?
From the way you said that, probably not. I was intending to, but if there's a lot of traffic, then I'll definitely find a different way.
Yeah, there was a wreck right there at between 585 and 26.
Okay, how far is the backup?
Good spot. Hang on a minute. Yeah.
I asked, where was the backup on 585 and 26?
It was starting to back up southbound about a mile from, a mile north of the 585.
That messes me up because I'm already on one of the side roads that I'll have to turn around, find a different way to get on 29 instead of getting on 85.
Off to the side, and we moved through there. Just don't be in the right lane, be in the left two lanes, and it might shoot right on through.
I appreciate it.
I'm waiting at the boulevard right behind the Matco tool truck.
Are you visiting with Patrick or another Matco rep?
Behind Patrick, but he hasn't come on the radio yet.
Definitely when he starts his ride home, he'll jump on there unless he's got bad traffic. Better stay focused on driving than sometimes having to deal with a secondary talk.
Right about that. We're about to turn onto 290, and the traffic there headed towards 25 is just terrible. First couple of miles, anyway.
Do you also work for Matco, or you just talk with Patrick?
Said I was making a turn.
Work with Matco also, or were you just visiting with Patrick?
No, I worked up in Spartanburg off of Gossett Road, and I was usually talking with him in the morning while we're riding into work, and he pulled out of his last stop right as I was coming up Wade Hampton Boulevard. I recognized the truck.
When I see a Matco truck running around on Wade Hampton or somewhere in the Spartanburg area, I pretty much learned now that it's not him because it's not his route, but especially on Wade Hampton when I see one.
The stop that it pulled out of is one that he stops at, and I know on Thursdays he does Greer, so I'm pretty sure it's his truck.
That's good. Do you get the advantage of having a three-day weekend?
I don't this year. But next year they changed, they took Good Friday from us around Easter time and gave us Veterans Day. So that'd be nice.
That's definitely good. My wife took the day and she's off tomorrow. She's taking tomorrow off too. So she gets a 4-day weekend and I get a 3-day.
She got a little bit more extra family time, right?
That is definitely true, and I love my daughter to death, which is 3 years old, but I am so glad that daycare is not closed tomorrow. That way we get the, one day without having to and trying to keep her entertained inside when it's raining.
I remember those days. That was a long time ago. Now it's just with grandkids. I think our youngest is like 37, I think.
My natural children are 26 and 27, and due to the fact that the foster child that we had that was with us left the baby with us when she was probably about 8 weeks old. So I've been raising her ever since. So to her, me and my wife are the mother and father. So in my middle 50s, I'm raising a three-year-old again.
Days of, you know, playing with the grandkids, I remember then while we had kids when we're young and when you can handle all that extra stress.
Yep, definitely lucky for me. I have the patience of Job and just have to not let it get you stressed. And if they, as long as they're not going to hurt themselves, let them pitch their tantrum until they get over it. Because if you feed into it, they'll continue on until they see that it's not affecting you, and just keep on running.
You're right about that. Well, I'm going to say 7-3. I'm pulling in the driveway here. I hope you get past that wreck, get it home in a decent time, and stay safe in all this rain, and maybe I'll catch you another day. KN4 TFW. Enjoy that long weekend.
You do the same. It's KO4PXB.